infectious diseases, research, medicine, health. Welcome to Outbreak News Interviews. And now, broadcasting from the Outbreak News Skylar Studios in beautiful West Central Florida, here is your host, microbiologist and editor of OutbreakNewsToday.com, Robert Harriman.
Well, hey everybody, this is Robert, and welcome to Outbreak News Interviews. Now, since August 2018, an Ebola virus disease outbreak has raged in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, their 10th outbreak and the second largest ever. Now, earlier this week, the disease spilled over into neighboring Uganda. Well, joining me to discuss this and other topics related to Ebola is Mark Cordepeter, MD. Dr. Cordepeter is a professor of epidemiology at the University of Nebraska's College of Public Health, and he is the lead Special Pathogens Research Network. Dr. Cordepeter, welcome to the show, sir.
Great. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Dr. Cordepeter, can you give the audience an idea of your experience with working with Ebola in any capacity?
Sure. Well, let me start first with my background in general. So I am an infectious disease and preventive medicine physician, and I spent 27 years working for the Army, and I retired from the Army about 3 years ago. But I've worked with Ebola in multiple different capacities over the last 20 plus years. So first started in 1998 when I was assigned as an Army physician to the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, also known as USAMRID. So some in your audience may recognize that name from the book The Hot Zone, or if they saw the recent movie Hot Zone on National Geographic. But so I worked there, and our lab workers there conducted research on Ebola and other hemorrhagic fever viruses. So one of my jobs there was chief of medicine division, and in that role, I ran a division where we gave investigational vaccines to our lab workers who worked in under various threat agents, and we also dealt with any exposure that occurred in the laboratory. And we had a facility there known as the Slammer, and at the time, it was the only so-called biocontainment unit in the country. So the Army was really, and the USAMRID was really at the forefront of not only Ebola research, but how to respond to an infected person in this country with Ebola, with appropriate infection control. So in 2004, when I was chief of medicine, we had an admission to the Slammer. This was one of our researchers working on Ebola-infected mice. And during this, she sustained a needle stick with a needle that had been in one of the mice. So we ended up putting her in the Slammer, and it was the first time in 19 years we'd done that. So it was a pretty big event. So that was really where I got interested in Ebola. And later, I did some work in the biosafety level 4 laboratory myself with non-human primates. We were looking at physiology of Ebola in non-human primates or monkeys. And then, so when I retired from the Army, it was kind of natural for me to transition to a job where I was still staying in this field. And so I'd gotten to know some folks at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, and you may recall they're one of the facilities that took care of some of the Ebola patients that were repatriated from West Africa. I gotten to know them when they were building their facility. And so I started working with them. And so I now work with what's called the National Ebola Training Education Center, or NETEC, and we do preparedness for pandemic disease and, you know, in terms of training, education, and then we also do hospital assistance for infection control. And so I'm also in charge of our research network among 10 different biocontainment units across country. And so finally, I kind of had my final exam recently about Ebola. So I was actually working in the effort for this current outbreak. I worked for the World Health Organization as the lead for infection prevention control for 6 weeks over the Christmas period recently in Burundi. So I was doing things like hospital evaluations and preparedness assessments, and also helped them sort of prepare the Ebola treatment unit they had there. So anyway, it's been a long time, and multiple different aspects of Ebola have touched my career during this time.
Excellent. Okay, I want to get your thoughts on this latest DRC outbreak and the new information on it, you know, the virus crossing the border into Uganda. What do you got to say about that?
Well, it's been pretty sad, really, to watch this whole tragedy unfolding. So as you mentioned earlier, this was declared August 1st, so now we're in the 11th month. And as you said, this is the second largest on record. So today, the numbers of confirmed and suspected cases went over 2,100, so that's another sad milestone. And, and so this is really probably the most complex and challenging outbreak there is to date. I think the saddest thing is we know how to shut down an outbreak like this. It takes, early identification of cases, isolating those cases, getting them under therapy, and then tracing the contacts who've been,